now or online at KPFT. You are listening to KPFT Houston. Stay tuned for Arab Voices coming up next.
أجمل فرحة تجمع شمل قريب وبعيد سعدنا بيها بيخليها سعدنا بيها بيخليها ذكرى جميلة لبعد العيد العيد فرحة وأجمل فرحة العيد فرحة وأجمل فرحة تجمع شمل قريب وبعيد سعدنا بيها بيخليها سعدنا بيها بيخليها ذكرى جميلة لبعد العيد غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا كتر يا رب في أعيادنا وافرح فيها البركة وزيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد
أهلك أهلك العيد
باركوا وهنوا سوا واتمنوا كل العالم يبقى سعيد كل أخوة بره وجوه كل أخوة بره وجوه كل فرح وهنا وزغاريد باركوا وهنوا سوا واتمنوا باركوا وهنوا سوا واتمنوا كل العالم يبقى سعيد كل أخوة بره وجوه كل أخوة بره وجوه كل فرح وهنا وزغاريد غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا كتر يا رب في أعيادنا وافرح فيها البركة وزيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد أهلا بالعيد مرحب بالعيد أهلا بالعيد مرحب بالعيد أهلا بالعيد مرحب بالعيد
Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. The Muslim world will start to celebrate Eid al-Adha tomorrow, marking the end of the annual Hajj, or pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice, commemorates Abraham's readiness to sacrifice his son in God's test of the patriarch's faith, when at the last moment God substituted a sheep for the son. Eid al-Adha is the second of the two major annual Muslim holidays. The first holiday, Eid al-Fitr, comes at the end of the month-long fasting of Ramadan. So on this occasion, I wish you Eid Mubarak. تقبل الله طاعاتكم وكل عام وأنتم بخير. KPFT started its fall fund drive last Thursday, so we are already 1 week into this membership drive. And tonight we are asking for your support to keep this community radio station healthy, keep it on the air so we can continue to bring you a diverse programming on this community radio station, KPFT 90.1 FM. KPFT has a goal of $320,000 to raise over 3 weeks, and each program has an amount to raise, and Arab Voices needs your support tonight to raise $980. We're going to ask you for that also next week and the week after. So out of the $320,000 so far we have received, we as KPFT, about $72,000 worth of pledges. So we are definitely moving towards that goal, and we would like to continue that path. Please give us a call right now. Support your community radio station. It's the same phone number you usually call us at on Wednesdays during Arab Voices to talk to our experts when we bring them on the show. And that phone number is 713-526-5738. Absolutely. 713-526-KPFT is the phone number to call right now. Support your community radio station. Your contributions are tax deductible. We accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, Visa, check, cash. We can make monthly payments for you. Any amount you pledge will help us reach our goal, because that's how we can survive. That's how this community radio station can continue to bring you Arab Voices and a wealth of other programs around the clock, year round. This particular program of Arab Voices has been there for over 13 years, about 13 and a half years now. That's nearly 700 shows every single Wednesday. We bring you guests from all over the world. Over 700 guests have appeared on this program, literally from around the globe. For better understanding, it's really bringing you information like no one else, bringing you different facts and information from what you used to hearing in the so-called mainstream media out there, what we call the corporate media. We do not accept corporate underwriting. Nobody censors us. Nobody mandates what we say or what we don't say. We just bring you facts, and we bring you true experts in the subject matters. Please give us a call right now, 713-526-5738. That is the phone number to call right now. Upgrade your listenership to listener sponsor of your community radio station, KPFT 90.1 FM. Please give us a call right now. We have so many thank you gifts to offer to you this evening. This will make some of you go ahead and give us a call right now. Ask for those thank you gifts. For example, those who tune into this program, and if you tuned in, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, and that would have been on September 2nd, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had Phyllis Benes, a fellow and the director of the New Internationalism Project at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C. We've had her live on this program to talk about ISIS. Thank you for that call. We greatly appreciate it. She authored and released a brand new book called Understanding ISIS and the New Global War on Terror. That book, we are offering it today as a thank you gift if you contribute $150. It's an outstanding book. I have been reading it and I continue to read it. And it's very nicely put in a question and answer kind of format. As a matter of fact, it has like over 200 questions. So you can easily browse at that book, easily go to a specific question, a specific thing. How did ISIS start? What the heck is ISIS? Who's supporting ISIS? All that stuff. This book, it's really a great document. It's really a great book full of facts. It's over 200 pages with 200 questions, very specific questions about ISIS, the so-called Islamic State. We've had her on the show to talk about that book and to talk about ISIS and so on. So this book, we are offering it to you this evening as a thank you gift if you contribute $150 or more to KPFT. So please give us a call right now. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. I'll tell you what, why don't we listen to a portion of my interview with Phyllis Benes 3 weeks ago on this program. We've had her for the entire hour, but this is just a few minutes from her. This is talking about this book, about making this book, Understanding ISIS and the New Global War on Terror, a primer. Let's listen in to, again, just portions of that interview with Phyllis Bennis.
I've written a number of these Middle East primers, or primers, however you want to pronounce them, in conjunction with Interlink Publishing, and one on Palestine-Israel, one on Iran, one on Iraq, one on Afghanistan. And people started saying, so when are you going to do one on ISIS? We need to figure out ISIS. And I was very resistant at first. I was looking for more books myself to read, and I was not finding anything that was all that useful. It was before Patrick Coburn's very good book came out. But there was not a lot available in English for a U.S. audience and a Western audience. And I ultimately decided to write one for the same reason as the others, meaning that it's a book not designed to be, in this case, the definitive analysis of ISIS, the internal workings of ISIS, or something like that. This is a book designed for educated, interested people in this country who are trying to sort out, what is this ISIS crisis about? What should I be thinking about it? We see these horrific videos, and understandably, for all the right reasons, people's reaction is one of absolute horror, as it's designed to be. It works. I mean, we should be clear about that. But there's very little real information that's easily accessible to people who are not experts to figure out the basics. So that's what this book is. It's done as frequently asked questions. It's almost like a website in the form of a book. And it answers the basic questions. What is ISIS? How did it start? What does it believe? Why are they so violent? And then as I was starting to think about it, I realized it made no sense to look at ISIS in the abstract, ISIS in a separated way from the context in which ISIS emerged, which, of course, was in the context of the U.S. war and occupation in Iraq. So what I did was to link it to this new iteration, this new version, this new edition of the global war on terror, which, of course, was the language that George Bush used to describe his war against Afghanistan and then against Iraq. When President Obama came into office, I think, Saeed, you'll remember, and some of your listeners will remember, that one of the sort of semi-public announcements that was made early in his first term was an explanation that the administration did not want to use the term global war on terror. I've got to say, I always found that one of my favorite acronyms because it sort of sounds so evil. It sounds like what it is, the GWAT. It was a great acronym, right? But Obama, perhaps recognizing that as well, made very clear to his administration, we don't use that term. We are no longer waging a global war on terror. We want to use the term an overseas contingency operation. You think, really? Talk about clinical distancing from what you're really doing on the ground. So I thought, well, we don't have to accept that. The fact that President Obama requested it, so far we don't have thought control and word control laws in this country. We can still call it what it is. What it is a new iteration of the global war on terror. It's slightly different than the version that George Bush created. But in both cases, the justification of going to war against terrorism has been used in the past and is being used today to justify devastating wars in the Middle East, across Syria, Iraq, continuing in Afghanistan, in Somalia, in Syria, all of these places are now absolutely at war. And the bottom line is, you can't wage war against terrorism. You can't bomb terrorism out of existence. You can bomb people. You can bomb cities. Sometimes you might hit terrorists. Sometimes you might get it right in the context of what you're trying to do. That doesn't mean that it ends terrorism. It doesn't work that way. So I thought, I guess we need a book that sort of talks about all that. So that's the nature of the book that I wrote. And just one other thing, Saeed, I was glad to hear that you are sort of jumping around in the book, because one of the things that I've tried to do in all of these primers is to make them accessible for people who don't want to sit and read an entire book to get some of the basics. But there's a list of questions, and you look at them and say, boy, that's the one I really wanted to know. So you skip ahead to that one, and then you put it down. And you pick it up a week later and say, you know, there's a couple of other things I want to know, too. And then you read more. So it lends itself to that. It's not one of these books that you really have to read from chapter one right through to the end to get anything out of it.
Well, that was the voice of Phyllis Binnis, fellow and the director of the New Internationalism Project at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C., speaking to us live on this program 3 weeks ago on September 2nd, talking about her new book, brand new, released just a few weeks ago, titled Understanding ISIS and the New Global War on Terror, a Primer. This book we are offering to you this evening during KPFT's membership drive at the $150 level pledge. So if you pledge to KPFT during my program, Arab Voices, we'd be glad to send you a copy of this book that is full of over 200 question and answer format about ISIS that is wreaking havoc in the Middle East. 713-526-5738 is that magic number to call right now. Support your community radio station, this commercial-free radio station that does not accept corporate underwriting, although your company can match it if they have that feature. And joining us now is Robin.
Hello,
Robin,
Saeed.
It's good to have you on this program. And she's at Pledge Central. She's here to assist us to make you pick up the phone and call us right now so we can reach our goal. The sooner, the better.
Absolutely. And you were talking about the book, Understanding ISIS, and we're asking for a $150 donation for that book. But I'd like to remind people that we have installment plans that you can use that may make it a little easier for you. At $150, that would be $12.50 a month over the course of a year. And you will have made your donation. You will have paid for an hour of radio. Now, you may not know that every hour of radio for KPFT, 24 hours a day, costs about $150. So you could claim an hour as yours. I paid for that, you can say.
Absolutely.
So 713-526-5738. We have a table full of phones. We have a table full of volunteers. And we'd like to speak to you and find out just how much you value KPFT.
Absolutely. So don't let Robin down. Robin Lewis is our development director, and she's staying late. She's usually not here at this time. Although during membership drive, I think she works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
In my sleep.
She's assisting us to reach our goal of only $980 this evening. Please give us a call. Support free speech. Support independent media. We simply can't do it without you. This is how Arab Voices was able to survive on the station for the past 13 and a half years. Yes, wow. Nearly 700 shows. As a matter of fact, it's 698 shows
counting
that I produced and presented and hosted on this particular community radio station. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. We have so many other thank you gifts, by the way. This is just one of them. That's called Understanding ISIS and the New Global War on Terror book by Phyllis Binnis for $150. And as Robin mentioned, you can have monthly payments arranged. So if you can't afford the entire amount at once, put it on your credit card and say, split it over 3 months, $50, or whatever makes you happy, let's put it this way. There are other books, one by a new book. It's actually a collection of poetry, and I'm working with Remy to invite him to be on this program very soon. Remy Kanazi, he authored a new book, kind of a collection of his own poetry. It's called Before the Next Bomb Drops, Rising Up from Brooklyn to Palestine. It's available at the $80 level pledge. It's a very interesting book. I have it. It was just released, literally just released a few days ago. I already received a copy of that book, and I'm going through it, and it's, wow, I can't wait to have him on my program very soon. 713-526-5738. One big seller. That's probably not the right term here, but just a thank you gift, let's put it this way, that we have been offering, and a lot of people have been asking about that, is the Palestine Film Pack. We have Palestine 4 Film Pack. If three people call in right now and ask for it, we will meet our goal for tonight. It's a $300 level pledge, but it's worth every single penny of it, because it's a film four different documentaries, four film documentaries on DVDs. It's called Palestine Film Pack. You get four films on the Israel-Palestine crisis and history, some of which are multi-part series. For example, one of them is called Al-Nakba. That one by itself is four-part series. So you get Al-Nakba, award-winning four-part documentary. You get the one that's called The Price of Oslo. Another one is called Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land. And the fourth documentary is called Occupation 101. All those four different documentaries, all of them are available at the $300 level pledge.
And when, you can break that up into $25 a month if that works for you.
$25 a month over what, 1 year?
Over the course of a year, yes.
Wow.
But you would receive the all these DVDs after two payments.
After two payments, you will receive them all. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I mean, I know people who have asked for them and who have received them and they watch them and they constantly tell me this is an absolutely great value because they keep watching them over and over. They lend them to their neighbors, to their friends. They bring them over. They watch them. They really dissect the history of the Israeli-Palestinian catastrophe. They go back all the way to the 19th century, I mean, even before. And they bring you facts. You have Jewish people on those documentaries. You have Palestinians, Arabs, Westerners, experts from all over. They talk about the facts and document what has happened and what's happening. And they bring you almost to the current state. 713-526-5738 is the phone number to call right now and support your community radio station, KPFT 90.1 FM. We rely on you, the listeners, not the corporate world. We rely on you, the listeners, not the commercial world out there, to keep the station healthy. Go ahead, Robin.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying I wanted to remind the people listening that KPFT does not receive money from the government, not from state, city, or federal government, that we survive based on the support of every single individual out there who likes something about KPFT and realizes that helping to pay to keep us on the air helps them to continue to enjoy that something. Whether it's Arab Voices or the show that comes after Technology Bites or perhaps Democracy Now, whatever those shows are.
Thank you for that call. Yes.
Whatever those shows are, your donation and the thank you gift we'd like to give you for your donation, if you want it, is the backbone of KPFT. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do this without every individual who listens. Who says, the people who say, oh, I don't know what I'd do if KPFT went off the air, where we're suggesting something that you can do to make sure that doesn't happen. Give us a donation, 713-526-5738.
We simply can't do this without you, ladies and gentlemen, so we urge you to call us right now and support your community radio station to stay vibrant, stay healthy, stay on the air. We are a nonprofit organization. Your contributions are tax deductible. We are not here to make any profit. I am a volunteer, yes, for 13 and a half years, for 700 Wednesdays, Wednesday after Wednesday, complete volunteer. And believe me, it is not just those 60 minutes I sit behind the mic and host the show. There are many hours that go behind the scene to prepare for this program, to find guests and bring them to you. A lot of hours go behind the scenes. All of that is volunteer. We are not paid whatsoever. There is not even a budget to like, hey, I have a budget to go buy microphones or buy recording devices if I want to record somebody or some event in Houston. It's all me, myself, and I. I want to thank Dima very much, who has started helping us and assisting us since getting close to a year, maybe 10 months now. That's complete volunteer, and she drives over an hour every Wednesday just to come here and volunteer to assist during Arab Voices. Same thing, I want to thank Shiri. Shiri is another person who dedicated her time to come here on Wednesdays also and to assist. Those are volunteers. The three of us are just three out of, what, about 150 to 200 non-paid volunteers who make this radio station happen.
Absolutely, and that is one of the most unique things about KPFT, that one reason we are able to remain so independent is that we don't have to go to commercial interests
Thank
to
you.
ask them to pay for our airtime in exchange for KPFT altering its content to something that they might like. The volunteer nature of this organization means we have people who are free to follow their passions, their interests, and to share them with you over this platform that's here especially for that purpose. So please give us a call at 713-526-5738 if you recognize the value of what KPFT does and what Saeed does with the Arab Voices.
Mm-hmm.
See, yes, I know there are hours. For every hour of show, there's, oh, I would bet 5 or 6 hours of preparation. Is that right?
Probably right. It used to be a whole lot more than that.
Oh, wow.
But doing the show for 13 years, I could say, yeah, it's maybe 6 to 8 hours average, sometimes less, sometimes more. It really depends on the topic and finding the guests and reading books. Gosh, that requires a lot of reading and a lot of research to select good guests to be on this program. Please give us a call right now. Support your community radio station. We are already 25, 26 minutes into the hour, and we need to meet our goal of $980. That's how we can stay on the air. You're basically telling the management, we support this program. Thank you for providing it to the greater Houston area, the fourth largest city in the U.S., and I think soon will be probably the third largest city in the U.S., 713-526-KPFT. You're making this program available not just for you when you're driving or at home or listening on the web. Yes, we do live streaming at arabvoices.net or kpft.org. You can, by the way, pledge online on our website, kpft.org, secure transaction, and you can choose Arab Voices. Again, money doesn't go to Arab Voices, but it just counts towards the goal set by the station for each program. 713-526-KPFT is that phone number to call right now. Support your community radio station. Your contributions are tax deductible. You'll be doing taxes in a few months, and you can count that towards your deductions. Of course, every person has different categories and different brackets, and that's your business, but we just wanted to let you know that. 713-526-5738. Please give us a call right now. Support free speech. Support your community radio station. Ask for the thank you gifts, because those are wonderful. Those are not just something we go by. And Ms. Luce are very, very selective. Thank you for that call. This book by, I'm still reading it. I've had it for 3 weeks or 4 weeks now. It's like, to me, it's like, wow, this is a great reference manual. I continue to go back to it. Understanding ISIS and the New Global War on Terror by Phyllis Pinnis for $150. Or again, the documentaries we talked about, the Palestine Forum Film Pack. If you can't afford the $300, although as Robin mentioned, you don't have to put all $300 right now. You can arrange for monthly payments over a year of only $25. You know how many cups of coffee that is equal per month? I don't know, 5 or 6 cups of coffee or 7 cups of coffee
it
per month?
It depends on how fancy your coffee is.
To get the Palestine 4 film pack, 4 documentaries on DVDs, even some of them are multi-DVDs, Al-Nakba, that's the Palestinian catastrophe, it's an award-winning 4-part series. By the way, if you just need that by itself, because it's an award-winning, outstanding documentary, it's available at the $150 contributions. But my personal recommendation is for the entire Palestine 4 film pack. They are available at $300, $25 a month if you want to do them monthly, or you can get it over with one payment on your credit card. You choose that. 713-526-5738 is the phone number right now to call. Do we have anybody to support? I've heard the phones ringing, or are they still filling in the forms?
They're still filling in the forms, and we have a couple of phones active right now, and we'll have someone
Very
to thank
well.
In a minute.
Excellent. That would be great. And I do want to thank. We do have a pledge, and I want to thank Diane very much. Diane, for her contributions from Spring, Texas, contributing to Arab Voices. And that is great, getting us towards our goal. We greatly appreciate that. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. Now, during Arab Voices or on this program, you know, every week I don't choose way in advance what topics I want to cover, because I don't know what's going to happen in the whole world. Nowadays, almost every day, there's something different. But we try to balance out. And let me tell you, it is extremely tough. And I can tell you before even you tell me that it's still there is a lot of items, a lot of topics that can be covered and we should cover. And again, keep in mind, we are all volunteers with the limited resources, with the limited time. I have a professional job in the daytime. It has nothing to do with media. It has nothing to do with radio. It has nothing to do with journalism. It has nothing to do with politics. It may have its own politics, but none the politics we do here on this program. But that's how I make a living. The same thing with the volunteers who come to this radio station. They make their living somewhere else. But so with the time that we spend to prepare for this program and to select guests and so on, we try to balance and talk about various topics. For example, last week we were talking about Syria and the refugee crisis. The week before, I had Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, who writes a weekly column for the online magazine Truth Dig. Chris Hedges was live on this program a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about various issues. By the way, he's coming to Houston. He's going to be receiving the Houston Peace and Justice Center's National Peacemaker Award, and he will be speaking in Houston. That's on November 14. We have information about that on our website, arabvoices.net. Chris Hedges was live on this program. A week before that, we had Phyllis Bennis. We talked about it. I had Noam Chomsky on this program live in the past. We talked, I mean, there are so many guests that have appeared on this show. On this show. Ali Abu Nama, co-founder of Electronic Intifada. We've had him on this program many times. By the way, we are offering his book also as a thank you gift. His latest book, it's already been out for several months, but it's called The Battle for Justice in Palestine. It's a great book by Ali Abu Nama. It's available at the $85 contributions. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. We are already halfway into the program. By the way, I just want to make an announcement to our listeners. For those who are on my mailing list, by the way, you can subscribe to my, I have a large mailing list that I send one email every Wednesday to tell you what the topic is and what the who the guest will be. I usually send it Wednesday morning or late Tuesday night. And for those who are on my mailing list, you have received one this morning to tell you who the guest is and the topic. But unfortunately, we're unable to get a hold of our guest this evening. So that's why we are not hearing her on this program yet. Maybe in the future, we'll have her again on the program. I wanted to... Do we have anybody else to thank, Robin?
Oh, yes, we do.
Here we go. I can... Great.
Well, we'd like to thank returning member Sherry, who says she just appreciates this program, and she called in to show her appreciation with a very nice pledge.
Outstanding. We greatly appreciate that, Sherry.
And we'd also like to thank new member Lana.
Lana.
She loves your show.
And thank
wish you. She could do more. She drove more during this show. I think she means that she listens in the car and that she wishes she had was in the car more often on Wednesday evenings.
Thank you, Lana. We greatly appreciate it. That's wonderful. A lot of people tell me that they are going home from work and so on, and they are tuning in and listening to this program. It's like, so interesting. You keep me hostage. I stay in my car until the show is over, and then I get inside the house.
I know. I think those are called driveway moments, when you just can't get out of your car until you hear that show that has just fascinated you all the way through.
Yes, absolutely. And always, we have our shows are archived online on our website, arabvoices.net. Most of the shows over the past 13 and a half years, especially over the last 10 years, are all online. You can always go back there and listen to any of those programs that you have missed. We'd love you to always listen live, because we usually give you the opportunity to call and talk to the guests, ask them questions live. For better understanding, I believe in that a lot. And that's what we do here. Educate people, have true experts about the subject matter, and let's have a conversation.
That is the Pacifica mission. KPFT is part of the Pacifica Network. And one part of our mission is to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all nations, races, creeds, and colors. This is a place where those kinds of conflicts are examined pretty much unflinchingly to see who's doing what to who and why. And that's one reason why people keep on donating to this station, because we can explore these things with no agenda other than to find out what's really happening.
Absolutely. 713-526-5738. And you, again, you're supporting the entire radio station. $150 per hour. That's how much it costs to run this radio station, to pay for electricity, to pay for the telephone bills. And most of my guests, as you already know by now, they are from out of town. So during Arab Voices, we rack up probably a very big portion of that telephone bill that KPFT pays every month. And transmitter licensing, satellites. By the way, we do have now 100,000-watt transmitter already in place. Was installed just, what, 2-3 weeks ago, Robin?
Yep, just 2 weeks ago. We are blasting at 100,000 watts.
This is absolutely fantastic because we are much stronger. Stronger signal that is reaching far and beyond. And those who are on the suburbs of Houston, they used to hear us, but not so clear. And they have to adjust their antennas or whatever. It is much stronger. It is much better. It's more clear. 100,000-watt transmitter.
And that's about as powerful as a radio station can be on the FM dial. So
hey,
a community radio station run by volunteers that is able to broadcast at such a power that anyone can hear us, I mean, up way beyond the Woodlands and way down to Galveston and way out west. I was told that somebody was able to hear us close to Seguin, which, if you know where that is, you know, that's pretty far.
Yes.
So it's you know, another reason why this particular radio station is a rare jewel that you can help to maintain with a call, 713-526-5738.
So it will cost $1.3 million to run this radio station, to bring you all the programs that we have been doing for so many years. KPFT has been on the air for how many years now, Robin?
45 years.
45 years.
Mm-hmm.
45 years. We started in 1970. This station was bombed twice off the air.
Yep. Speaking of transmitters, our transmitters were bombed twice.
Mm-hmm.
They know that's the heart of the station.
We are here with your support and your generosity. $1.3 million. That's how much it costs to operate this non-profit radio station, this commercial-free community radio station that relies on you, the listeners. When you, by the way, let me give you a fact. About 1 in 16 listeners actually contribute to KPFT.
Yes.
So if you are listening and you're like, well, why should I? I'm already listening to it. It's a radio. It's free. I don't pay for it. I'm in my car. Plus, I'm sure somebody else will pay. It's really you. We urge you to call us. We urge you to support us. Yes, there are those who call in. There are some who call in on a regular basis, not just once a year. Some of them call and contribute twice, three mm-hmm. times a year, because they believe in this mission. They believe in what we are doing. You may not necessarily agree with everything we say on Arab Voices, but the fact is bringing those experts and bringing the different knowledge about the subject matters that we are talking about. Unlike the so-called mainstream media, where it's usually one point, I'll tell you what, Tariq Ali is a famous activist. He has even his own TV show now, or radio show and so on, in the UK, I believe. But he is a great author. Tariq Ali, you need to Google his name if you're not familiar with him. And we've had him on this program live. We've run his speeches, and we've had him live on this program, and some of you called and asked him questions. The Tariq Ali, let me share with you what he said about this program. This is Tariq Ali.
I'm very glad to be here. I think it's extremely important that we keep voices alive which tell the truth about what's going on in the Middle East. And so your show, I think, is a very important contribution to creating a diversity of opinion in a country where the mainstream media essentially reports one viewpoint.
That is Tariq Ali, a British-Pakistani writer, journalist, and filmmaker. And he said it. You've heard him. This show is an important contribution to creating diversity of opinions, especially here in the United States, again and again and again, as we know, the so-called mainstream media or the corporate media is really one-sided. We talk about Palestine and we talk about Israel, the catastrophe of the Palestinian people, the ongoing occupation of Palestine. I bring you facts. I bring you experts, unlike what you hear anywhere else. We bring you people from Gaza. We bring you people from Ramallah, from Jerusalem, to talk about what's happening there. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse for better understanding. Again, if you really want to dive more into that and you want to own the facts, you can ask for the Palestine 4 film pack, 4 different documentaries. We pack them together. We're calling them the Palestine 4 film pack. If you contribute during Arab Voices, $300 to KPFT. $25 a month, that's all. And you get 4 documentaries. And Nakba, that's the catastrophe. It's an award-winning 4-part series. That one by itself is 4 parts. And then the second documentary is The Price of Oslo. The third documentary is Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land. And the fourth documentary is called Occupation 101. All of them are on DVDs. All of those, you can have them if you pledge $300 towards KPFT. Please give us a call right now, 713-526-5738.
And also, we have other thank you gifts that may make donating a little more pleasant for you. Did you mention Gaza Unsilenced?
Not yet. That's a brand new book. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's a compilation of essays, articles, photographs, and poetry reflecting on the 2014 Israeli assault on Gaza by Rifat Alaria and Leila El Haddad,
whom we've had on the show live a few times in the past.
And that is such a crucial fact for the listener to know, that these authors, these opinion makers, these analysts, don't show up anywhere else on your TV, mm-hmm. on your radio, not even in your newspapers. You know, that Arab Voices gives you a much more rounded view of what's happening in the Middle East, which is very important, apparently, to the United States, but we get such a one-sided view of it. And Saeed is trying to help to, you know, make more of the facts known. And you have the ability to help us continue to do that with your donation.
Absolutely. For those of you who have been listening to this program for a while, you know how much we covered and we talked about Iraq and the destruction of Iraq when the United States invaded and destroyed Iraq. We've had on this program live from occupied Iraq at that time, Daher Jamal. Daher Jamal was the first and only unembedded journalists in Iraq. He was speaking to us on this program live by phone from occupied Iraq as the first unembedded journalist in Iraq. At that time, as you know, all foreign journalists, all journalists there were embedded with the U.S. military. They could only report what the U.S. military wants them to report.
That was rather ridiculous.
We had Daher Jamal mm-hmm. on this program many, many times. And as a matter of fact, I had him again on this program not too long ago, just maybe 2 or 3 months ago. He came up with a new book. It's an electronic book. It is called, this is brand new, yes, many years after, but it's called The Mass Destruction of Iraq, okay. Why It Is Happening and Who Is Responsible. We've talked to him about that. You can have an electronic copy of this book. It's only available on the Amazon Kindle. So you have to have an Amazon Kindle to download it and read it. Mm-hmm. And so he did that with William Rivers Pitt and him, Daher Jamal. We're offering that if you contribute $50. We would need your email address if you choose that, so we can send you information on how to download the electronic copy. That's available at the $50 level support or pledge to KPFT. Please give us a call right now. Support your community radio station, 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call. We have about 15 or 16 minutes left mm-hmm. before the top of the hour, where Technology Bites comes in, and they are going to ask for your help. This station is not about Arab Voices. Again, the money you are going to contribute now goes to KPFT, one single jar. That's where KPFT needs to raise $320,000 during the fall fund drive, so we can continue to bring you Arab Voices, Technology Bites, The Monitor with Mark Bibawi, another fantastic, great program that I tune in and listen to on a regular basis. Mark Bibawi used to co-host this program with me many years ago. Now he has his own show.
That.
It's called The Monitor. It's on Mondays at 7 p.m. He usually have two guests every Monday. It's a great, great program. You ought to listen to it if you haven't. Or the Progressive Forum with Wally James on Thursdays at 7 p.m., another outstanding program. I mean, there are so many of them. Democracy Now, of course, with Amy Goodman,
every
day
morning.
In the morning and a repeat in the afternoon. 713-526-5738 is the phone number we would love you to call right now. Any amount you pledge. We're not asking for $1,000. You don't have to be $500. If you can't afford, I mean, if you pledge $25, $40, because every penny counts, one after one after one after one, we'll be able to reach our goal. Anybody else to thank, Robin?
We'll have someone to thank in just a minute.
Very well. Excellent.
Yeah. So we do have a pledge working. And yes, one by one, person by person, KPFT has been able to stay on the air for 45 years. Actually, I don't think you can think of a single commercial station in this city who has stayed on even a half as long as that, has been under continuous management for half as long as that. So that shows that our model for supporting ourselves, a model for financing ourselves, is actually pretty strong. And that's because of the individuals such as yourselves who call in, who mail in, who visit our website at kpft.org and make a safe, secure donation, and realize that what they're getting is a great value. We ask for something like a $90 donation for perhaps a thank you gift. And you may spend that much on cable TV a month and not even think about it. I know you spend that much on your cell phone, you know, without even worrying about it and not even imagining what life would be out like without it. So we are asking for $90 a year, $7.50 a month. We're asking for much less than these other forms of media ask for, and we're giving you, I believe, so much more.
Absolutely. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. You know, a couple of, it's been already almost 2 years now that I've had on this program live, Melvin Goodman. Melvin Goodman, he's the director of the National Security Project at the Center for the International Policy. He's a former CIA analyst. He served in the CIA for 24 years. And he's a former analyst at the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research. And he worked as adjunct professor of government at Johns Hopkins University and author of numerous books. He authored a book called National Insecurity, The Cost of American Militarism. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that book, you really need to get that book. If you want to know about American militarism around the world and the cost of American militarism, we can give you that book tonight if you pledge $150. Yes, if you call during Arab Voices, pledge $150, you can ask for that book, The Cost of American Militarism. It's a book by Melvin Goodman. Why don't we listen to just a few minutes, snippets, from the interview that I conducted with Melvin Goodman live on this program, Arab Voices. This is Melvin Goodman.
If you count all of the military facilities we have, not just the bases, but the smaller operating facilities, it's over 900, which is an unbelievable number. There's no other country in the world that tries to develop an international presence the way the United States does. And even when you no longer have need for these bases, look at Europe in the wake of World War II. I mean, look at it 65 years after the end of World War II. We still have important facilities in Germany and in Italy. We still have important facilities in Japan, Okinawa, South Korea. And we never take a hard look at what to do about these facilities. So I think you need to set up a base commission, which we've had for domestic bases, but now a base commission for our international bases to significantly reduce the number of these facilities. And at the same time, when you look at our spending on military arms, we spend as much for defense as the rest of the world combined. And the figure that the public sees, the 560 $60 billion figure terribly understates what we actually spend, which is closer to $800 to $900 billion a year when you add in the costs of war, which is not in the base budget, or the cost of nuclear weapons, which is part of the Department of Energy. And when you look at the Veterans Administration, there's another $150 billion. So this is a tremendous amount of money that has now put the United States in a position where they can no longer afford to do the things they need to do domestically, which is what President Eisenhower warned about in the Cross of Iron speech that he gave in 1953. I mean, some hard thinking needs to be done about U.S. foreign policy and U.S. national security policy.
So what has gone wrong, going back to Eisenhower till now? For obviously it has been recognized so many years ago for us, even under the Obama administration, you know, looking for changes, the military bases, the military intervention, the militarization of our presence throughout the world is just on the rise, and the spending and making us here poorer and poorer and insecure. Why is there so many emphasis on military bases and presence and militarizing our operations throughout the world?
Well, one of the major problems, and President Eisenhower identified this when he gave his farewell address, was in the terms of the military-industrial complex, and particularly a Congress now, that when it looks at defense spending and military spending, to the Congress, these represent jobs programs in their states. So even when the military tries to cut back on the number of tanks or the number of armored personnel carriers or the kinds of aircraft we develop, quite often the Congress overrules the Pentagon and builds far more weaponry than the Pentagon can even justify. So we have created that military-industrial congressional complex that Eisenhower warned about in 1961 when he left the White House after 8 years. And also he made a warning about the dangers of permanent war, what that will do to civil liberties and personal liberties in the United States. And we have been in permanent war since 9/11. I think it's time to re-examine the authorization to use force from 2001. We have essentially been successful against the al-Qaeda organization, but now we're using weapons to deal with insurgencies in Yemen and Somalia, Libya in a sense, and Mali in terms of a Western role, where these are not insurgencies that threaten the United States. So we've clearly have overused the military weapon. And to paraphrase Mark Twain, you know, if every tool in your toolbox is a hammer, then all these problems start to look like nails. And that's the way we've approached these problems, in terms of a military decision first, whereas the use of military power should always be the last resort.
And I guess Iraq would be a prime example for that, how that military-industrial complex militarized that and justified, falsely, as we all know, the war in Iraq that cost us an unbelievable amount of money and deaths on both sides, especially in Iraq, unbelievable destruction of the country. And they ran away with it, and we have seen the rest of it.
Well, Iraq is even worse than that. Iraq, to me, is unconscionable, because if you look at the justification for war and the causes for war and the effort of the Bush administration to make the case for war, this was based on false intelligence, on intelligence that was tailored out of whole cloth, on specious intelligence. I mean, there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Well, that was a portion of an interview I conducted live on this program with Melvin Goodman, director of the National Security Project at the Center for the International Policy and former CIA analyst for 24 years and former analyst at the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research, talking about national insecurity, the cost of American militarism. If you don't have a copy of his book, we are giving it tonight as part of our thank you gifts for those who pledge $150. If you pledge $150 this evening, you can ask for that book and we'll send it to you by Melvin Goodman. It's outstanding. It's amazing book. I've read it. I have it. It's mind-boggling about American militarism around the world and the cost of it. 713-526-5738 is the phone number to call right now. Support Arab Voices, support KPFT, because we are in fall 2015 fund drive. We ask for your support because we are a commercial-free community radio station that relies on you, the listeners, not the corporate world. We don't accept corporate underwriting. We don't run commercials. we accept you to be part of the KPFT family as individuals, as members of this community. Support your other member of this community, and that's KPFT. Please give us a call. Support what we do so we can continue to bring you these programs, so we can continue to bring you Arab Voices, so I can continue to produce and host this show. 713-526-5738 is the phone number to call. We have more people to thank, Robin?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Excellent.
I would like to thank Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Called in. We'll be getting Gaza Unsilenced.
Outstanding.
So
thank you so much.
Thank you for your donation, Sarah.
Shukran.
And let's see. We have another pledge working.
Fantastic.
It looks like Dalan from Houston.
Thank you.
We'll be getting one of your premiums here.
Wow.
And we'll know in just a minute what it is.
Sounds good. And we're getting to the goal. We're still a little bit shy from it. So we could use a jump. 5 minutes left, less than 5 minutes left. So we urge you to call us right now if you're waiting to the end. And you're just trying to see if we meet our goal. We're still shy from it. So one or two callers asking for one or two of the thank you gifts we're offering tonight.
And we're
there. That for sure will seal us for tonight. That means we will meet our goal of $980 tonight. Ask for the book, Understanding ISIS and the New Global War on Terror. It's $150. Or the book, National Insecurity, the Cost of American Militarism. It's $150. Or ask for Gaza Unsilenced. It's a compilation of essays, articles, photographs, and poetry reflecting on last year's Israel assault on Gaza by Rifat Al-Arir and Layla Al-Haddad, whom we've had a few times on this program. That's available at the $90 contributions. Or my favorite, the Palestine 4 Film Pack. 4 documentaries on DVDs available at the $300 level pledge. And Nakba, The Price of Oslo, Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land, and the fourth one is Occupation 101. All of those are yours for $300 contributions. They are tax deductibles. Your contributions are tax deductibles. We are a nonprofit organization. We seek your help. We seek your assistance because this is community radio station that's commercial free. $1.3 million. That's how much it costs to run the station every year. We've done it for over 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
This program for over 13 and a half years. We'd love to continue to do it for much longer. With your support, with your pledges, keep free speech alive. Keep independent media alive. We cannot do it without you, but we can do it, and we'll do it great with your help
with
and
you.
With your support. And you're making it possible not just for you to hear, but for so many others who cannot afford to pledge, or for one reason or another do not want to pledge. You are making this available to the fourth largest city in the United States. 100,000 watts transmitter. It's already live just a few weeks ago. We are reaching far, much farther than before, and much stronger signal than before. 713-526-5738. 2 minutes left before we turn it over to Technology Bites. We'd love to end by saying we met our goal, but I think we need one or two more callers.
Absolutely. If we could have one person to call in at the $150 pledge level, that is $12.50 per month, the show will have met its goal.
Wow, just $150 shy of our goal tonight.
Yeah,
one
we
person.
Are
we have
shape.
So many books, so many thank you gifts that are absolutely great. I mean, that's just to entice you. If you don't want thank you gifts, that's absolutely fine. And by the way, I forgot to mention, if you don't want your name mentioned on the air, we respect that. And you can choose to remain anonymous.
Anonymous. You will join the Anonymi family immediately.
And we welcome that very much. So if you are shy, you don't want your name mentioned, you can go ahead and call us. Give the volunteer your name and how much you want to pledge. We don't have to announce your name. It's your choice when you call in.
Mm-hmm.
Please give us a call right now, 713-526-5738. So do we need to thank the last person who was on the call, or you already thanked them, Robin?
Yeah, that was Dalan, I think his
Dalan,
name was.
Dalan, very well. Thank you so much
Dylan,
for that.
I'm sorry.
Dylan.
Dylan. That's
right.
Totally different.
Thank you,
and,
Dylan, for that call and that contribution. Yeah. We greatly appreciate. So we've had Dylan call, Sarah, Lana, Sherry. And we had Diane who contributed.
Mm-hmm.
713-526-5738 is the phone number. 1 minute left, one caller with about $150 or $100. We will reach our goal this evening. Please give us a call. Make that call. Your contributions will make a difference. because you will make us reach that goal. 713-526-5738. So
we
will still be here.
It only takes a minute to do this.
Less than a minute. Absolutely. Please give us a call. This is the time. We greatly appreciate it. So before we turn it over to Technology Bites, I want to say many thanks to Robin and the entire crew at Pledge Central who are volunteering their time tonight. Many thanks to Dima for her assistance tonight. She's another volunteer. And many, many thanks to all the people who called in to contribute during this program. And to all of you, Eid Mubarak, taqabbal Allahu ta'atikum, wa kull aam wa antum bikhair. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Technology Bites is coming up next. And until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.